This is a summary of Israeli war crimes committed in Palestine for the week ending 1 February 2006. Israeli occupation forces continue to commit human rights violations and war crimes throughout occupied Palestine. Here's a summary. Three Palestinians, including one mentally handicapped child, were killed by Israeli occupation forces. 13 Palestinian civilians, including one child, was wounded by Israeli occupation forces. Israeli occupation forces conducted 27 incursions into Palestinian communities in the West Bank. Palestinian civilian homes were raided, and 53 Palestinian civilians, including six children, were arrested by Israeli occupation forces in the West Bank. Six West Bank homes were transformed by Israeli occupation forces into military outposts, and Israeli occupation forces continued to impose a total siege in occupied Palestine. Israeli occupation forces have imposed severe restrictions on the movement of Palestinian civilians in the West Bank, including East Jerusalem, and have imposed a partial closure on the Gaza Strip. Israeli occupation forces arrested eight Palestinian civilians at checkpoints in the West Bank. Israeli occupation forces have also continued to construct the annexation or apartheid wall in the West Bank and have bulldozed over 150 dunams of land in Hebron. Israeli occupation forces erected a cement barrier in the Deriat al-Barid area of Hebron, and two demonstrators were injured by Israeli occupation forces in Bilin while they were nonviolently protesting the construction of this illegal apartheid wall. Two homes in Bethlehem were also bulldozed by Israeli occupation forces, and six Palestinian civilians were detained in Jenin and Tulkarm near the apartheid wall. In gross violation of international law, Israeli settlers, who are illegal, continue to attack Palestinian civilians and property, and two homes were demolished in Bethlehem. For more detailed report of these gross human rights violations and war crimes, you can go to www.pchrgaza.org.